as Election Day gets closer, your coverage on the races, the local races, continues. Tell us more.
Well, we do have one article about a candidate who's a write-in candidate. That's a throwback, a little old school. And then we have an in-depth article about the school bond and the school mill levy. That's an often overlooked item on the ballot. So our reporter Mike Cook gives you the info on that, so you can make an informed decision on what will affect our local students and educational facilities.
And Election Day is November 2nd, and then on the 6th, the Veterans Day Parade will be happening. Is it downtown?
Yes, it is. You know, and we missed it last year because of the pandemic, and so it's going to be back. And we've got an article outlining the ins and outs of that, and it'll be a good chance for people to get together and celebrate what these veterans have done for our country.
And so many of them started in ROTC programs.
Right. Mike Cook, our reporter, does a profile on New Mexico State's ROTC program, which I believe started in like 1903 or something. It's older than our state. And they were basically the original founder of the Bataan Memorial Death March back in 1988. So it's interesting to see what this group has done and what they continue to do, making an impact to both at the university and in our community.
Preservation of local historical markers and buildings, always a topic, no matter what community you're in. And you have some information about how Las Cruces is trying to bolster some funding for such projects.
Right. The city's applied to a program that actually comes through the National Park Service, and it will provide funding and support to help preserve not only historic buildings, but historic activities. For example, if a community has a long-standing event in the community, this can provide support and funding for that. Or if you want to create a historic walking tour, there's funds available through this program to help provide interpretation and signage and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see if this happens. I think we would be the 11th municipality in the state of New Mexico to qualify for this.
Is there an Elm Street in Las Cruces?
I bet there is. I've never been on it, and I wouldn't want to be there at midnight, but there is a Main Street. And a local rap and R&B artist is DJ Sauna. He's going to host Nightmare on Main Street. That's going to be Friday, October 29th. It's going to be at the Amador, a Halloween music event. And keeping with our military theme that we've got going this week, sort of unintentionally, DJ Sauna is an Army veteran. He was one of those people testing explosive devices in Afghanistan. So a fascinating article from Mike Cook about a really interesting person.
And a really interesting name, too. I can't wait to see where that came from.
Yeah.
DJ
yeah.
Sauna.
I think he won our Bulletin's Best DJ last year, or one of them. In other arts news and things that you can do at this time of year, Ella Osterreich, who wrote about the mazes last week, is writing about the mazes that are going on in La Union and events affiliated with that. So lots of opportunities to take advantage of the wonderful weather we've been having lately and do some outdoor events.
Yeah, it tends to be the area's favorite month.
Yep.
And it looks like in the business section you have your regular column on the economy from NMSU's Dr. Chris Erickson and a piece on Tresco.
Tresco has an interesting history, and a lot of people don't know what they do. And so Mike Cook takes a look at that, and so people can learn more about what they can do and things that Tresco might offer local businesses.
And on to sports now. We have a new Sports Hall of Fame inductee.
Right. Many people in our community know Ernie Viramontes. He's been the longtime athletic director for Las Cruces Public Schools, and the New Mexico Activities Association named him to the statewide Sports Hall of Fame. Our editor Dave Burge reviews Ernie's career, and we see some of the highlights, which this latest one has to be one. And that's just a sampling of what's in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can find us all over town, or you can check us out on the web at www.lascrucesbulletin.com.
All right. Thank you very much for the preview of this week's issue. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks so much.